Coach, was this the fastest summer of your lifetime when it comes to finishing up track and field now to going to start high school football?
Yeah, it sure seemed like it. As a teacher, I guess they all kind of seem fast. You know, you kind of get in that summer mode, and then you got to jump right back into it. But yeah, this one seemed to go a little bit quicker than ones in the past.
A busy guy. I mean, coaching three sports, fall, winter, and also track. He had a busy year last year, but that's kind of how you like it, isn't it?
Yeah, and we do, you know, and Coach Watt, me and him both do football, basketball, track in high school, and then we do football, basketball, track in junior high. So, we keep pretty busy, and we just have a ball coaching. It's fun getting those guys and girls in junior high and starting to develop relationships and teaching them stuff then, and it's just a smooth transition into high school. So we really enjoy it. It keeps us busy.
I know you got to be excited about this football team this year, Coach. I know you lost some, and it happens every year. You lose some key names, the Corbin Horners and the Inglot boys that have played with you for so many years. They're gone. Seniors graduated, but hey, next kids step up. Your juniors to seniors. You got some good underclassmen. You're going to be just fine this year, don't you think?
No, we hope so. That's the plan. These kids have been doing this stuff since seventh grade. So those younger guys can come in and transition to the program, pretty seamlessly a lot of the times. But these seniors have been a great group. And every senior group is a little bit different, and positive and negatives in all of them, and each one has left a stamp on the program. So, these guys have done a great job as far as leadership goes. Getting guys to the weight room and just their attendance alone in the weight room. I don't think any of them, had an unexcused absence during the summer. I know one of them was on vacation and missed a couple days, but those guys were great. Communicating with their teammates, they'd go pick kids up and they'd get them out of bed if they slept through an alarm or whatever it may be. So, and just watching how they are interacting with our younger guys, because we are a young team. I think we have 20 kids on the roster, 9th and 10th grade. So we're super young, and these guys have done a great job just not only teaching the standards and expectations of our program, but when it comes to, O-line play, Derek Knopfinger, he can probably tell you what everybody does, and he's done a phenomenal job with those younger guys up there. And, Lane Brown stepped into that quarterback role, and he's been doing it for, as a backup for a while, and knows the offense in and out, so he's able to help some of these younger guys too. So just been a real fun group, and I don't want to say a surprise, but a pleasant surprise to see how these guys have really matured.
Ethan Latta last year as a freshman, wow, did he really, and you knew it, it was no surprise to you, I'm sure, but he really, really had a phenomenal freshman year, didn't he?
Yeah, there was a lot of buzz around Ethan, especially what he did in track, and, people in the area that had seen him play football and basketball, they kind of knew the, kind of talent the kid had, and, then he goes to state track, and, I jumped 6 foot an eighth grader and places in the quarter, it kind of opened some eyes, like, okay, wow, this, we've heard about this kid, now let's go see what he can do. And, Ethan's a student of the game. He's always asking questions and loves knowing the why, with what we're doing. And, he just did a great job as far as just paying attention to what's going on and putting himself in the right positions, with 10 interceptions last year. Just a super smart, savvy player. It's obviously nice to have him back. And like I said, with all the youth we got, there's some names people don't know about that are gonna pop up on the radar a little bit. With Carlos Diaz, Lane Bybee, healthy Dante Horner, he's back. August Shaw, we already mentioned Ethan. Those five guys, the sophomores, are gonna start. One of them is just gonna be a one-way starter. And then a freshman kid, Brock Bailey, he won state shot put in junior high last year, and he had a great summer. Down at camp, and he's going to start at center for us. So, we're going to start four sophomores on defense and three sophomores and a freshman on offense. So, like I said, we're a very young team, but we've got a good group of senior leadership.
And everybody knows from last year, last couple of years, and we'll know more this year with Jackson Kirchhoff. And the question is, Coach, I know he was not healthy at the end of track season. Hopefully the summer has got him a chance to get healed up, and he's hopefully ready and raring to go for this one.
Yeah, and he was starting to heal up at the end of the year, and we just kind of, as coaches, we kind of sat down and talked about it, and we sat down with Jackson and talked about it, and the summer was going to be so important for his future, and we as a coaching staff just thought it was better for him You know, if we didn't try to rush him back and maybe competed one track event in districts and possibly in state. And so we wanted to make sure he was healthy for summer camps, and you know, we didn't want it to affect his college recruiting. So he's able to go to some summer camps this year and was able to perform. I know he went to Nebraska camp. He went to a mega camp out of northern Colorado, and then a few other D2 camps, and you know, did really well, had a good summer. And yeah, he's been back, and like I said, we moved him back out to tight end, and he's going to play linebacker. So we you know, kind of unsure at camp what we were going to do, so we really rotated guys around and kind of let him play a lot of different spots. And we watched a couple snaps of him at linebacker, and just, I mean, we were wowed. Like, holy cow, this kind of looks natural. I mean, he looked like his brother. You know, Jackson comes over smiling. He's like, I really like playing linebacker. We do too, Jackson.
I bet you do. No question about it. Got some great kids back once again. And, hey, a familiar foe, Sedgwick County, the Cougars, and kind of kicking off the season, heading over to Colorado for this one. And they always... you've had their number the last couple of years, but that's a program that's always been pretty respectable, haven't they?
Yeah, Chris does a great job with those guys. You know, he's going to have them prepared. You know, I've said it before. I mean, you know, he won 6 state titles in a row, and you don't do that by playing luck. You know, so those guys have a system. I mean, they're the same way. You know, we kind of modeled our stuff after them. You know, they start their kids in junior high, and they teach it from there, the same stuff the high school is learning. And, you know, those kids do it all the way through the program. And, you know, they lost. I mean, they were 2-7 last year, but pretty deceiving when those 7 losses were playoff teams. And I think 2 of the playoff losses were quarterfinal teams, one of including us, state semifinalists, and then a state runner-up. So they played a pretty tough schedule and then kind of got beat up towards the end of the year. But I know Chris will have those guys ready to go.
And a challenging schedule throughout, Coach. You want to get to your district teams. So once again, it's going to be tough each and every week for you, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what we want. I mean, we went and sought Sedgwick County out, and like, so we've seen those guys at camp, at Shattern State Camp, since 2015 when I came down here. You know, we tried to get them, pick them up in 18-19, and our calendars just didn't work out. The two states' calendars didn't match up the second year. But we want to challenge ourselves. We want to go play, you know, the Sedgwick counties and, you know, and get better. And, you know, then we come back and Perkins County is going to be good. They're going to return a bunch of kids. I know Brendan's going to do a good job with those guys. He did a great job at Sutherland. You know, Axtell returns a lot of talent. You know, Axtell's going to be very good. Latran's going to have a ton of speed. You know, Med Valley's kind of a, we don't really know, you know, with what happened last year. You know, Loomis returns a bunch of kids. You know, Hitchcock's coming off the state championship. You know, Coach Rath's going to have those guys ready to play. You know, it's a rivalry game, so there's a lot of emotion there. You know, then, you know, Mayhew, you don't know. They lost some grad, you know, lost some good seniors, but still got Hayden Farr and Jerry Ingerson. So when you got 2 6'4", 6'6", kids on the field, you know, that can always present you some problems.